This is BBC Bite Size with Chris Smith and with Ben Vowsler. We're from The Naked Scientists. In this podcast, we're exploring the basis of how currents flow around electrical circuits. So Ben, what actually is a current?
Well, electric current is the flow of charge. That's normally in the form of electrons flowing through something, for example, a wire. It's pushed along by something that will produce a voltage, something like a battery.
So is it similar to how water flows through a pipe?
It can help to think of it like that, but one big difference is that if you make a hole in a wire, the electrons won't fall out like water would from a pipe.
And why is that?
Well, electrons are negatively charged, and the atomic nuclei in the wire are positively charged, so they are attracted to one another very strongly. This means that you can't lose many electrons from a wire before it becomes strongly positively charged and will attract them back again.
But if the electrons are so strongly attracted to the nuclei, how can the electrons move to make the electric current flow in the first place?
Well, one electron can easily move along a wire as long as there's always another one moving to take its place. And the second electron can only move if there's a third one to take its place, etc. This only works if you join up the two ends.
So what you get is the electrons flowing in a sort of giant circle around this circuit.
Yes, that's right. We call it an electric circuit. Electric current will only flow if you complete the circuit. So if you put a lamp on your wire, it can only light up if there is a complete circuit.
And what's a short circuit then?
Well, electric current will tend to follow the easiest path through a circuit. So if you give it two choices, one to flow through a lamp and the other one just to flow through a wire, most of it will flow through the easiest route, the one through the wire. So the bulb won't light up and you have a circuit with lots of current, but none of it is going where you want it to.
So if I want to make a circuit that works, what do I have to check for?
Well, for a simple one, make sure that you have something to push the current around that produces a voltage, like a battery, that there is a route in your circuit back to the battery, so the circuit is complete, and that there are no other routes for the electric current to take which would be easier.
So it's the battery that's pushing the current around the circuit. Does it go in one particular direction then?
Well, yes, this is an interesting one, actually. The thing that's actually moving is the electrons, and they go from what we call the negative end to what we call the positive end. But when scientists were first studying current, they didn't know what was going on, and they talked about it flowing from positive to negative. Confusingly, the convention got stuck like that.
So what you're saying is that these scientists had a 50-50 chance to get it right, and they chose the wrong way to describe the flow of current?
Well, sort of. When you're actually studying a circuit, you can't really see what's flowing where anyway. So all you have to remember is that we say current flows from positive to negative, and there's no problem.
How do we actually measure the flow of current?
Electric current is a flow of electric charge, and charge is measured in coulombs. If 1 coulomb of charge flows past a point every second, we call that a current of 1 amp. A larger current involves more charge flowing past every second, and so could be several amps.
And how do we actually measure the amount of current, the amount of charge going past that point in a second?
Well, rather unimaginatively, the machine for measuring current, and therefore amps, is called an amp meter, which is often shortened to ammeter because it's easier to say.
And so if you were building a circuit, where would you put the ammeter in the circuit to measure the amount of current that was going around?
Well, it will measure the amount of current flowing through the ammeter itself, so it needs to be in series in your circuit so that the current will flow through it.
And what does in series mean?
Well, for example, if you have two components in a circuit, there are two basic ways of arranging them, in series or in parallel. If they are in series, they are one after another, so all of the current has to flow through one and then through the other.
And what about if they were in parallel?
Well, then they're arranged so that the current splits into two and some flows through one component and the rest flows through the other. The two streams then join up again afterwards. So in a parallel part of the circuit, the total amount of current will equal the current in the circuit before it split.
So if I had two light bulbs connected in parallel and they've each got 1 amp flowing through them, what will the total current coming out of the battery be?
Well, it will be the sum of all the currents flowing in parallel. So 2 times 1 amp is 2 amp.
Thank you, Ben. So that's the basis of how current flows around circuits and how you measure it. And in part 2 of this podcast, we'll be finding out what voltage is and what happens when you connect things in series.